Hello, Mariana. I'm your new social worker, Ines, and I wondered if you could tell me a few things about the foster process as you see it.
Hello, Ines. Pleased to meet you. Yes, I would be happy to talk to you, but what do you want to know?
First of all, can you tell me how you came to foster children?
Sure. It was because my husband spoke to his brother-in-law, who is a fisherman in Spain, and he described the children on the boats, all crying and upset. I said to my husband we should help them if we can, and we looked into it.
Who did you speak to?
It was a lady at the social services. I called her and she made an appointment to meet me, and then we had some paperwork to do, and then we had a meeting with my husband.
I see. What kind of questions did she ask?
She asked about our children, where we lived, what we thought about school, eating together, discipline, all that sort of thing. But she also asked what languages we spoke, what our origins were, and what religion we were. I was angry. I said, "What do you mean asking me questions like this? Do you think a North African family can't look after a child?" I was cross. But she explained that they like to keep children in the same cultural background. Once they arrive in the Netherlands, things are so difficult that it is nice for them to have some familiar foods, stories and language.
That is true. It is a great comfort to the children. But how do you manage? Do you have a big flat?
No, we have a two-bedroom flat and we have two children. But we manage. The foster children are safe here with us. Sometimes it is difficult, but it is good that they are not on their own in a big centre.
Do you want to adopt a child?
No. That is why fostering is good for us. We want to help, but we have our own children and we don't want to adopt.
But there are some downsides to fostering, aren't there?
I know. Fostering is what we can do, but it is very sad saying goodbye, because we get very attached to each child.
And what has been the hardest case for you?
Well, there are two. One little girl who lived with us for several months and learned English and Dutch with us. We all grew very fond of her. But then the social services confirmed that her aunt really was her aunt and she went to live with her. The other most difficult moment was completely different. The child was older and was really disturbed. He seemed okay when he arrived, but he became really depressed and aggressive. We couldn't help him, and our children were scared, so we had to ask for more specialist care for him, and he ended up in a medical unit. We were really upset when he left. He was so angry.